Welcome to the No Fear Marketing Show. Today, I'm going to be talking about Charlie Kirk. Now, we're not going to get political, but I do want to talk about some of the really great attributes that Charlie had that we can all draw on to improve our own lives and our own businesses. So, just a little bit of background. I don't live very far from Utah Valley University. In fact, it's just a few miles down the road. So this assassination event that was terrible affected a lot of us here locally, because here where Utah Valley University is it's called Happy Valley. It's Utah County. And the population base is highly religious, highly peaceful, very low crime rates. And I want to say highly educated. We have two large universities right next door to each other here in Happy Valley. We've got BYU, and then just up the road, Utah Valley University, which everybody's familiar with now. So to have something like this happen in this area where I grew up is just astonishing. And I know it's affected millions and millions of people across the United States, across the world even, but it's really affected a lot of the locals here. And yesterday I had the chance to visit with many, many people, many of our neighbors, and of all political persuasions, and many were shaken up. And, you know, we live in a world that's just tough sometimes. I think it's just part of the plan. And the question is, how do we take what's given to us? How do we take our circumstances and turn them into something good? Because we know that God can take whatever happens, good, bad, whatever, and He will turn everything for our good. And so to model our own lives after Him and after His plan is the only way to go, in my opinion. So a few things about Charlie Kirk that I was really, really impressed with. Now, to be honest, I wasn't an ardent follower of him. I would just see bits and pieces, you know, over the years of who he was, and I was familiar with who he was, but not really too well. So I, like you, have probably gone back and watched a lot of videos, looked at his approach, looked at his background. You probably felt a lot of sympathy for his family, and started to glean who he was. So there's just a few things that I want to share with you today that I think would be very, very relevant for your own business and that you can start implementing right now. One of the first things was Charlie had no fear. He knew that he could take what he had, and he wanted to make waves. So he didn't just sit and let something happen to him. He went out and started making things happen. Now, this is one of the greatest abilities that we have as God's children, is we have the ability to act and to create, and we have intuition and thinking. But that ability to create, that's one of the top abilities, and you can create it right inside of your own sphere. The other thing that he did was he was very consistent. He picked what he wanted to do, and he went for it day by day by day by day. He has this Charlie Kirk show that he does every single day, plus everything else. And I was going back through my own life this last weekend, and I was thinking to myself, well, what excuses am I making right now in my life? And man, I started discovering that, gosh, I make a lot of excuses when it comes time to really put up. So part of no fear marketing, part of having no fear, is not making any excuses and just going for it. And if you think about it, sometimes you are a little bit nervous to jump into the fray, right? Because you're worried about what other people think. You're worried about how to do marketing. You're worried about what videos you put out there, or whatever you're going to put out there. You're worried about what people are going to think. But think about where he was. He went into areas that were completely against him. He went to college campuses where he knew his message would not be well received, and he went right into the heart of the beast, if you want to call it, the heart of the furnace. So, and look at the waves he made as a result. Did he make some enemies? Absolutely, it cost him his life. But let's learn from that in our own sphere, wherever you're working, whatever group you're marketing to, whatever audience you are helping with your product or service, you can make waves, okay? And you can be consistent, and you can do it without fear. Okay, so the question is, how do we gain confidence? So I'm going to get a little bit religious on you. I am religious. I have a deep belief in God. I've had a lot of experiences in my life, and I believe God is helping all of us and is watching over all of us. I believe we are all his children, okay? And I've come to find, as I have worked with many other people who are, of course, God's children, our brothers and sisters, that I found that God believes in every single one of you. I'm going to say that again. God believes in every single one of you. He believes in you. He believes in me. And let me ask you a question. I bet you, you will agree with this. Down deep inside, down inside of your very heart, do you know that you are capable of anything? Do you know that you are capable of becoming whatever you want to become? I bet you do know. And I bet as you think about it, really, really think about it, you would agree. Like, yeah, I am. Do you know why? Because that is the divine spark in you. So really the question isn't, are you capable? And the question isn't, does God believe in you? The real question is, do you believe him? In fact, when I was a kid, all growing up, and I heard one of my favorite Bible stories, which was Christ calming the Sea of Galilee with his apostles on the boat. That story, I've always loved that story. It's very symbolic and means a lot to me. But there was always one part that really, really was challenge for me. I just kind of didn't get it. And that was at the end of that whole episode, after Christ calmed the waves, he looked at his disciples and he said, "Where's your faith?" And I've always thought to myself, what? I thought that he would compliment them. I thought that he would come to them and say, "Hey, you did the right thing by waking me up. Thanks for having faith in me, knowing that I could calm the storm." That's what logically made sense to me, always. In fact, it still kind of does. But no, he performed that miracle, and then he looked at him and said, "Where's your faith?" I think this is really, really instructive to us, that we can have greater faith. We can have greater faith in ourselves. We can have greater faith in God. We can have greater faith in our abilities to improve our lives, and as a small business owner, to improve the lives of other people. You can definitely make a difference. And so the question isn't, can you make this happen? The question is, do your beliefs align with the fact that you can? So a couple of quick things to help you understand how to improve that faith immediately. The very first thing is to get to work, actually do something. Now, if you're like me, you like to ponder a lot. You like to scribble down on a notebook. I've got notebooks full of ideas, full of thoughts. And guess what? Not one of those notebooks has actually helped me become somebody. It's helped me organize my thoughts, but it's only the time when I make that call, when I shoot that video, when I try to help somebody the very, very best I can using the skills that God has given me. So the point is, the antidote to lack of self-confidence, lack of faith, is to get moving. And as you get moving, you will see doors open. I'm certain that guys like Charlie Kirk had massive failures, that he went to many college campuses and had either no one show up or completely blew it on trying to persuade people to see his way. Absolutely sure it happened multiple times. We only see the highlights, right? So you're going to fail. At least you think you're going to fail. You're going to have experience that's going to teach you how to do it better the next time. But if you don't get that experience, if you don't get those reps in of helping, communicating, picking up the phone, talking to people, networking, talking to your database, sending out emails, providing value to your customer base and to others, then you're not going to get good at it. You have to actually put the work in. And fortunately, it's pretty fun and it's pretty easy. With all the modern technology that we have today, marketing is so fun and it's so easy and it can be such a help to so many. Okay. Also, number two, you were born to create. Don't ever forget that. You were born to be a creator. We are the only species that really can create because we are made in the image of God. God is the great creator, and he made you to create. So you're not a storage bin. In fact, I remember so often in school growing up that it felt like I had to be a storage unit, where everything I stuffed in my brain, I just had to remember, and then I was supposed to recall it later, right? And for some reason, that denoted intelligence. That's not what it is. In fact, the more you do that, it's likely the more you're going to crush your spirit and your abilities. So you want to spend time actually creating. This is a huge gift and ability that every single person has in them, and it's one to not waste. Okay? So today, your mission is to do something that you are either nervous to do or have not done before, and it could be anything. It could be something small. It could be to pick up the phone, one of your past clients, and just check in with them. It could be to shoot a video and post it. We could be getting that rudimentary. It could be running your first ad. It could be setting up your first email campaign. It could be any one of those things, okay? But the point is you're going to do something. You're going to create something. And by the way, you could use ChatGPT for all this stuff. We love AI. We use it all the time. But I have found that to keep your creative abilities going, that every so often you want to be able to just sit and create, okay? Don't let AI do everything. Be a creator. Use that ability that's built inside of you, okay? So create. Get out there and watch what happens. Watch what happens to your ability. Because guess what? Then you're going to do the next one. Then you're going to do the next one. Then the next one. Pretty soon, you're going to be helping a lot of people. Okay? So let's take what's happened this past week and let's turn it to our good, just like God would for us in our lives. I hope you have a great week and I hope things go really well for you. And if you want more tips and strategies and you want to communicate more, run on over to my free group, Marketing Renegades, marketingrenegades.com. I've got more strategies there. We've got community and discussion, a lot of cool things there. And it's all free there at marketingrenegades.com.